Good morning, y'all. Nice to see you. So if I haven't met you, my name is Dove, and I'm one of the pastors here. And I also spend a lot of my time at the high school teaching. So if you see me on a weekday and I don't even know who you are, I'm just kind of like glazed over, you know why. But so many years ago, in Sunday school, we were just making a list of all of the benefits that Christ has given us. What has the work of Jesus Christ through his death and resurrection and ascension, what does that provide for us? What does that give us? What is he offering us? And it was amazing to me. I just started making a list of some of the amazing things that have been accomplished through Jesus Christ. And I came up with, I just had a list of seven in that short time. And I wanted to share four of those that I think are kind of big categories that through faith in Jesus Christ, I have been made a new person, which is really amazing. God offers for us to be new and to be completely righteous, to be clean, to be completely forgiven, to be transformed from the inside out so that who we are is different. And that's because of the work of the Spirit of Christ inside of us. We fundamentally become a different person. I want to talk about that today, some of what it means to be a new person. Another amazing thing is we have eternal life, life that doesn't end. So death is not the end. So we can go, not only do we get to live after this life, but we get to live in an amazing place after this life. We can go to heaven and be in a place that's restored to how this world really was intended to be, restored to the amazing place that's not broken. And I look forward to that. I look forward to when all things are made new and made right. We also have been given freedom, which it's good to be free. And not just free to do whatever we want, but freedom so that we're not stuck in bondage. We're not slaves to the devil. We're not slaves to sin. We're not slaves to our guilt. We're set free. We get to walk in freedom. What an amazing gift that we've been given. And like Steve was saying, just we're able to just in faith to receive that. It's not like we have to earn it. It's like Jesus Christ opened this path. He gives this to us freely if we want it. For all who would say, yes, I do, I'm in. And we also get a relationship with God, which I think is incredible, that we could actually know and be known by the God who created us, by the living God, by the most magnificent being in the entire universe, who spoke everything into being, who holds all things together through his might, who is beyond our understanding, who is unfathomable. We can know and share and communicate and be loved by and enter into the presence with confidence of an almighty God. Whew. And so I just want to look a little bit about being a new person. And part of that is that we have been given a heart of flesh. So God gives us a new heart. To anyone who would say yes, to anyone who would receive him, Christ gives us a new heart. As it says in Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. That's amazing. I know Steve has a whole collection, but both of your pastors have a heart of stone. And so I also have a heart of stone. And I brought this in just as a demonstration. This is a heart of stone. It's pretty solid. And then God has given both of your pastors a heart of flesh, a new heart that is not a heart of stone, that is a soft heart, that is responsive to God, that is loved and is able to love. And God's desire is that we would live from a soft heart, not from a hard heart. Psalm 95, 7 and 8 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." So in some sense, it's within our power to harden or soften our own hearts. As I look at life, there's such this tendency, I see it in me, I see it in others, to just want to get hard-hearted. I've had many conversations with our kids about disappointments they've had, and in tears, they're like, "I just never want to ever hope for anything again. Because if I hope for something, then I get disappointed and it hurts. And what's the solution? Just, if I had a hard heart and I never hope for anything, this wouldn't hurt." And so I try to help them through that. And the sad reality is, it's only going to get worse. You think your little kid disappointments are rough? Oh, wait till some of the big kid disappointments come. Wait till the reality of this world, the rejections and the betrayals, the slanders and lies, the thefts, the abuses, the big kid disappointments come your way. And there's such a tendency, and even we were having a conversation at our dinner table about getting grumpy. There's such a tendency as we get older just to start getting like, I just sometimes want to get hard-hearted. I just want to. Because something in me thinks that will protect me. That will protect me. It's like, you see this heart? That can't get hurt. Nothing can hurt this heart. If I had a heart of stone, I wouldn't get hurt. Nobody could hurt me, and God couldn't even hurt me. The things that I've experienced wouldn't bother me because that heart of stone would keep me safe. I would be protected with a heart of stone. And there's something in us, I don't know if you feel that too, I feel it in me, that just wants to get hard-hearted. And I see the around me, it's like, man, this world is, it just seems like people are getting more selfish and all out for themselves. And part of me is just like, I just want to get hard-hearted. And Jesus says that it's only going to get worse. He said in the last days, people will get more and more wicked. And he says, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of many will grow cold. It's like, oh. And so the solution is not to get a harder heart. The solution is somehow to walk in these soft hearts that God has given us and wants to continue to give us and continue to sustain us in. So why don't we pray and let's talk about a soft heart. Father, thank you. Thank you for the gift of a soft heart. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us a new heart, a new spirit. Thank you for giving us your spirit who loves, who trusts God, who is able to continue to remain soft even through the challenges of this life. God, I ask you would guide our hearts. In the places where we've become calloused or cold, I ask that you would soften those, that you would bring a refreshing into those. I ask that you would keep us soft, that you would help us to stay soft, that you would not let our love grow cold. God, renew in us a steadfast spirit. Renew in us a heart of tenderness. In Jesus' name, amen. So we should deliberately work to keep a soft heart. Fight against that tendency that says to that pulls us towards a hard heart. Proverbs 4:23 is a really beautiful verse. It says, keep, some translations say guard or watch over your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Watch over your heart. And I think incorrectly, what we can say is that, oh, what that means is I should guard my heart and I should just make it really hard. But instead, I think what the call is that we should guard our hearts against getting hard, not guard our hearts by hardening them. We should guard our hearts against the bitterness and coldness and tendency to become hard-hearted, because our hearts are the wellspring of life. Our hearts are where life flows out of. Our heart is intended, we are intended at the core of our being, the center of our being, our heart, to receive life from God, to receive love from God, and to receive it, and drink deeply. And then as we overflow, to share that, to pass that on, to be vessels, to be channels, to be these springs of life. To not get so hard that nothing can penetrate. Where we're no longer streams overflowing with life and love to this thirsty world. And so to be a wellspring of life, our heart needs to stay tender. We need to be able to receive. And I was just thinking in my life, I don't know how you would describe that experience. What's that experience like for you to have a hard heart? I can get so hard-hearted. And for me, this is just a description of some of the words that came to my mind. This is how I experience a hard heart. It might not be how you experience it. You might have some different words of like, argh. But some of the words that when I have a hard heart, some of the experiences I have is angry, apathetic, argumentative, bitter, calloused, clinging, closed off, combative, competitive, complacent, complaining, controlling, critical, defensive, demanding, defiant, doubting, fearful, guarded, judgmental, lifeless, loathing, obsessive, obstinate, pessimistic, reactive, ruthless, self-centered, shut down, man, that's no fun, self-preserving, skeptical, stubborn, suspicious, unbelieving, uncaring, unfeeling, withdrawn. I don't know what words you would put. I'm assuming you know what a hard heart feels like too. I'm not the only one who just gets really hard heart at times. And on the other side, what is it like to experience a soft heart? To me, it feels alive, aware of God, aware of others, caring, compassionate, concerned, considerate, creative, curious, faith-filled, forgiving, generous, gentle, giving, grateful, hopeful, imaginative, inquisitive, interested, inviting, joyful, kind, loving, open, optimistic, overflowing, peaceful, present, receptive, sensitive, tender, thankful, trusting, vibrant, vulnerable, welcoming, willing. I don't know about you, but there's only one thing that first list offers me. It offers me this illusion that I can avoid pain. That's the only thing it offers me. What good is it to have a hard heart? Well, it won't hurt anymore. And I've talked to a lot of people, and just so you know, it doesn't actually work. At the end of the day, I still feel pain. I just hopefully I can make somebody else feel the pain that I felt. That's about as far as I can get. I don't want to live like that. Not only is that not the call of God, but that's not how I want to live. Even if somehow it feels safer, even if somehow I don't feel as much hurt, I would rather be like this. I would rather live with a soft heart. Even if I have hurt, I got to deal with. Even if I got to keep going to God and saying, God, soften my heart. God, I'll receive from you. God, fill me up. God, help me forgive. Even if I have to, I want to stay alive. I want to keep a soft heart. When I'm an old dude, I don't want to be some crotchety old fart who just is full of all the bitterness from all the years. Because guess what, Dove? You're going to have some big boy hurts coming up and disappointments. And I want to stay soft. And I know that's what Steve told us in a message in the fall. He said the takeaway is stay soft. I think it was Scarface. Stay soft, Scarface. I just want to say the same thing to us today. I want to encourage all of us, stay soft. Stay soft. It's a better place to live. But it takes work. It's not always easy. We should deliberately work to keep a soft heart and help others. I appreciate this passage in Hebrews 3, 8 through 13. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, quoting that verse in Psalms 95, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Take care, brothers. There be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Man, how sin wants to just harden, just remind me and deceive me. I think two of the big things that I've been aware of, two of the things that stop us from receiving the love and tenderness of God, one is this deceit, this lie that says, I can't trust God. One is an attack on the trustworthiness of God. And I exhort all of us today, God is trustworthy. He has allowed pain in your life and in this world, but you can trust God. God is good. God is trustworthy. And there will be attacks against the trustworthiness of God consistently that want to turn us away from believing that we can trust him, but we can trust God. He is very big and he is very good, and he is here for you. And even when it feels like he's the one that's hurt us, we can go to him. We can go to him because he's trustworthy. And I think the second lie that I feel that blocks that, so we don't receive this flow of life, of love from God, is I'm not lovable. This attack against us. Oh, I'm whatever. I'm so this, or I'm so that, or I've done this, and therefore that. This constant attack that says, you're not loved, you're not worthy of love, you're not lovable, you're screwed up, whatever. You've probably heard that junk in your life. I've heard a lot of that. And that those lies want to stop us from that. But to break through those and continually fight for the reality that God loves us, I can receive his love. And we need to exhort each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to speak those truths to each other. I don't want to get hardened by that deceitfulness of sin. I want to be a place that receives, that drinks deeply of, and it describes God's love, this rainfall of God's blessing. I want to be soil that receives the love of God, that receives the word of God, that receives the life of God, and then bears fruit. Not this crusty, hard ground that just runs off. I want to receive the love. I want a heart that stays soft. And so I want to give you a moment. I want to just ask you to think and just to ask God. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to just ponder this, maybe write on it, maybe if you just feel like praying. How do you keep your heart soft? This is probably more important than whatever I have to say because it connects with you personally. How do you keep your heart soft? I don't know if anybody wants to throw out an idea. Take two volunteers. If anybody wants to share, what helps you keep a soft heart? Yeah, Glory. You count your blessings. Awesome. I want to talk about that too. I'm going to share about that. Count your blessings. Wow. Isn't that cool? Sometimes it says that Thanksgiving is a sacrifice. It's like sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder, but to really count your blessings. What incredible, everything we have is a gift. We've been given so much. And it's not like we were owed any of it. And just the blessings that we have, I can take them for granted so easily. And to take the time to count your blessings, what a refreshing thing that allows your heart to breathe. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Isabel, did you have? Yeah. Stop, listen, and pray. Yeah. Totally. Stop, listen, and pray. Yeah. You could write a book on that. That's good. Stop, listen, and pray. Yeah, stop. That's easier said than done, right? It's like sometimes it's just, I can't stop because there's so much going, right? So much, and I can't stop what's going on inside because it's so consuming. Stop. Yeah. And then listen and watch. Is that what was the last one? Pray. Thank you. Stop, listen, and pray. Yeah. Stop, listen, and pray. What a beautiful thing to listen, pray, invite God into those. God has stuff to say about all this. God is there to help. It's amazing how many times I can just think, this is all me. I got to solve this all myself. I live as if God is not even here at times. Like, what are you doing, Dove? Almighty God is here to help you. He's with you. Just a couple more things in my life. I want to reiterate that. To count your blessings, take some time to be thankful. Appreciation. I made a note on my phone, and I have a whole bunch, I just keep adding to it, of like these beautiful moments in my life when just like everything felt good. When it was like, just, man, like those moments when things are right. And I have a list of them, and I read through them, and they're so refreshing. I just want to share a couple of those. I remember one of those is actually, I was in college. I think I had just taken a test, and I was riding my bike back, and it was this beautiful day, and I'm riding my bike on the Colorado State University campus, which is gorgeous, mountains in the distance. I'm just riding my bike back, and I just am like so overcome with thankfulness. Like, God, you are so amazing, and I'm just like, just start thanking God, like, and I, for whatever reason, I remember just, I thank you for little babies. They are so amazing, like, they're so beautiful and so precious, and their faces, and they're chubby, and they're so innocent, and like, just, I'm just like, and the sunset, and the mountain, I'm riding my bike, and I had to let go, and just ride without my hands, you know, I'm just like, thanking God. And I remember this, there wasn't a lot of people out there. This person looked at me like with this strange look. But the interesting thing is it wasn't just a strange look like, dude, that guy's weird. It was like, I want what he has. I felt that look like, what is he smoking? Like, I want that. Like, that looks, I like being in that place. That's a great place to be. I want to include singing in that. Sing. You can ask Holly, when we first got married, for the first month, I sang every day. It was just like, I could not help but sing. I was just always singing. Singing is such an amazing gift, just to keep our spirits refreshed. Sing in the shower. Sing. What a gift to sing. I was reminded this morning of beauty, how beauty softens our hearts. Just seeing the snow on the mountains and the cloud kind of blowing over it, and just the magnificence and the colors, like the blues and the browns. Just like there's something in that, that just the hardness of the world, it kind of penetrates into the hardness of the world and says, this world is full of beauty. There's such the breath of God in the middle of that beauty. I agree with that time alone with God, to really take that time, to really be honest and to share with God, to let him touch those parts that have been hurt, to let him see those places, to let him comfort those wounds, let him comfort those places where we've been hurt, to let him speak his voice into those, because he cares. He cares about those. And to continue to forgive. I know forgiveness is such a journey. It is one of those things, I think, you know, one of the times that Jesus' disciples were like, we don't have enough faith. Increase our faith. You know what Jesus had just said before that? He said, you should forgive. And what they say? You know, 7 times 70 times. And they're like, oh, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our faith. You know, I thought, you know, what if you thought of, like, what would Jesus say that people would be like, we need more faith. Who knows what we might think, but it's like to forgive. We need, what an ongoing journey to continue to forgive and to continue to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to allow ourselves to not just get hardened, but to truly forgive and keep a soft heart. This world is really a brutal place for a tender heart. It's really not the world that a tender heart was intended to live in. But it is where we live. And through that enlivening, renewing work of God's Spirit within us, we can stay vibrant, like stay alive, and we can stay soft-hearted. God is constantly giving to us that we could stay soft-hearted. He's constantly reaching out. And a soft heart is, in my opinion, one of the best gifts that you could ever receive. And it's one of the best gifts you could ever give those around you. One of the best things you can do for the people you love is to keep your own heart soft. And it's one of the best gifts God gives us. And he constantly renews that soft heart. He constantly renews us. He gives us a heart of flesh. And so, just to close with John 16:33, Jesus said, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. You will have troubles. But take heart, Jesus is bigger than those. He's overcome them, and he will continue to sustain us as we allow ourselves to stay with a soft heart. So let's pray. God, thank you again for your gifts. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice, your death, your resurrection, ascension that has given us eternal life, that has allowed us to have access to God, that has given us freedom from the onslaught of the enemy, that has given us a new life. God, I pray that we would each receive that gift. If there's anyone who has not received the gift of Christ, I ask that you would tug on their hearts God, and I ask that you would help us to live from that heart you've given us. Help us to live from the heart of Christ. If there's specific places that are hardened, I ask that you would touch those, that you would soften them, that you would speak into those. Help us to receive and not just push you away. Give us hearts that trust you, I ask you, please. In Jesus' name, amen.